Chase, Willie, and D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason, live at Pete Perry's Tavern at Bridgestone Arena. Usually at 11:15 on Tuesdays, we talk to Predators general manager David Poile, but he is at some NHL meetings today, so pinch hitting for him is assistant GM Scott Nickel, who has been nice enough to stop by today. Scotty, how you doing?
Good, guys. Thanks for having me.
So we were just talking off the air of kind of still recovering a bit from Europe, but hard to believe 4 games in to the season. Now, you obviously, as assistant GM or director of player development, work with a lot of the young guys, and we've seen through training camp and behind the glass. I want to start with that. How has that been for you from your perspective to kind of see the behind-the-scenes stuff? I was telling these guys that I feel like I've gotten to know David on a different level, but I get to see GM David behind the scenes, which is pretty cool. But what has that experience been like?
Yeah, I think it just opens up a door to see what day-to-day stuff that we do and how we treat our guys and communication with our players. And you forget these kids are – some kids are 18, 19 years old, and they have a lot on their plate. They want to make the NHL. They don't know where they're going to be. Are they going to be in Milwaukee? Are they going to play an exhibition game? Are they going to make the team out of Raw? Who's going to Europe? So there's a lot of like moving parts this year for sure. And then you have all the camera guys in there, and it's hard to be like really intimate with the guys. But I think everybody did a really good job. They're so professional, the camera guys. And I think the product, you know, was as natural as you can expect. It's just being honest with these kids, and they're young kids. They're growing, and they're trying to be NHL hockey players.
A cool moment we got to see is when David and John Hines told Cody Glass he had made the team. And, you know, Cody's acquired last year, goes through camp, makes a team, doesn't really go well to start, goes to Milwaukee, has a great season there, and then comes back at the end of the year. You've obviously watched him closely. What have you seen through that entire process for him now that he's back on the NHL roster?
Well, yeah, I think the NHL is a hard league. And yeah, just because your first round pick doesn't necessarily mean you're going to make the NHL. And there's a lot of expectations. And he was injured. He got traded. So all of a sudden you get traded. You think you're in their plans. And it was, you know, looking back, we knew that was the right thing. I don't think in his mind he thought that was the right thing to go to Milwaukee last year, but he was great. He played in every situation. You can just see the confidence in his skating, and then he had a great summer of finally training where he was hurt before. So those are your huge gains are in the summertime. And you put so much pressure on yourself. You don't Milwaukee's fantastic, but he doesn't want to go play in Milwaukee. I think it was a little bit of a relief, and then that was only one of 27. You've got to get down to a 23-man roster. So then you have your another hurdle to get to the Europe and play in all those games and make the team. So I think it's a little bit more of a relief. And, you know, you put all that work and hard work in the summer, and it's starting to pay off for him.
Scott Nickel is with us. How hard is it, you know, using an example like Cody and then this year Tomasino, who played 76 games in the NHL last year. Now he's starting the year in Milwaukee. You want him to get more ice time as a top six forward because that's what he's projected to be. But, you know, in his mind, it's like, hey, I was in the NHL. Like, what gives now? Is it hard to have those conversations for them to understand that in the long run, sometimes you got to take a couple steps back to go forward?
It is. Those are hard conversations. That's where you get your, you know, we're all on the same page. We call his agent. We talk to the kid. Coach Hines, David, we're all saying this, we're having the same message, really. Yeah. And then he didn't have a great camp, which is, it's hard because your second year, you're not the rookie anymore, the shiny, polished little toy. Now you're your second year, now you're fighting for that top six. That top six in the NHL is a really tough spot to be in. And we could just see his confidence was kind of not there. He was forcing some plays, just like little kind of details where he can go down and work on it, and rather than trying to do it up here and kind of tread water a little bit, go down there, out of sight, out of mind, work on his game, and when he comes back, he'll be shot out of a cannon and ready to go.
How good do you think Carl Taylor has become at helping guys with that situation? I know Cody Glass has talked about him a lot. I think a lot of the other guys who are playing here now, like a Tanner Jeannot, have talked about some of those conversations they've had with him, those points of emphasis where that helped them get through that period.
Yeah, I think it's their whole staff does a fantastic job, and his door is always open. And you're honest, and sometimes they don't want to hear that, but we're here to insulate them and put them in a situation where they can grow and make mistakes and fail and pick them back up, and then eventually they come up here and they make it. So it is. It's a long process. It's just there isn't like a manual or a book that says this is you're going to play a year and a half in Milwaukee. You're going to play a year in Milwaukee. Sometimes it takes 3 years. Sometimes it takes 2.5. Look at Alex Carrier. Like it just there. Everyone's so different, and you just gotta be patient. That's the biggest thing. And our team up here, the Preds have been very good for a long time, so we can be patient with the kids. We don't have to rush young players into the lineup. So that's that's the blessing that we have here.
I had a good conversation with John Hines last year. He was once a coach at the AHL level, and he was talking about a good AHL team has prospects on the way up that are younger, but also surrounded by those veterans that can help you win. And it seems like you went out and found a lot of new guys for Milwaukee that have very good experience at the NHL level that should excel down there, but also can provide depth for the Predators as well. That's sort of that balance you're looking for, right?
Yeah, I played in the minors for 7 years, so I've lived it with these kids, and I finally made it to the NHL when I was 25 years old. So it is a balance. You want to insulate your young kids, what's their biggest asset. You want to insulate them with guys that'll bring that out in them. And you can't just get old grizzled guys that just want to be in the American League or they're bitter because they're not in the NHL. You want a guy, and I think we've done a really good job of hitting guys that are like 24, 25 on maybe their second contract, where they're still hungry and they want to make the NHL. And you had your Colin Blackwells, even your Rocco Grimaldis, your Jared Tenortis, like Freddie Goudreau, like these guys who are in that kind of where they're going to push the young kids to be better, but those guys are kind of the guys who are getting the next call up. And then you got to have your American League guys who just know how to score, like a Cole Schneider. Doesn't skate very well. He's a little older, but he scored 30 goals for us. We're all around the blue paint. So you have to have a little bit of a mix, and you have to let these kids grow, and you got to let them have ice time. But I think what we do also a nice job of, it doesn't matter if you're on an American League contract, NHL contract, or a tryout, we try and get guys, if you're on an American League deal, trying to get them a two-year American League deal, like Mitch McLean for us. Like, we take pride in that, where it goes under the radar. He signs in Calgary on a two-year deal, and he gets he got a huge bump in raise. So we take pride in not just developing the NHL guys to come to Nashville, but we take pride in developing, like, American League players who can prolong their career and make some money.
Connor Ingram got picked up on waivers by Arizona, so you've got Devin Cooley and, of course, Askarov down at Milwaukee. What's the plan? People probably don't know as much about Devin Cooley, but he's become a pretty darn good goalie for you guys. So what's the plan on playing time down there?
Well, Devin played the first game against Chicago.
Who's a good team, right? Chicago's a very good AHL team.
Really good team. They won the Calder Cup last year. They had their banner-raising moment and all this stuff, so there's a lot of moving parts going on there. So we ended up starting Devin Cooley, and it's good. It's, they have you want to create, same as a player, you want to create this internal competition, Askarov he'll start tomorrow against Grand Rapids. So we're just, we want him to play as much as we can, but he's got to earn it just like everybody else. And, he's learning the culture. He's learning how to practice every day. He's just learning our different way of life than it is in Russia, So we're just developing them like anybody else.
And his talent really does stand out, though. We got a taste of it here, right, during the preseason?
Yeah, he was fun.
He is a good goalie, yes. He moves extremely well. Between the two of them, they both push each other. Like in practice, like it's one puck, two puck, and they're battling. So it's good for our players to see that effort from both those two guys. So he'll be a good goalie. We just got to, again, have some patience and develop him the right way, and then when he's ready to pop, he'll pop.
So, we got to know you as a player, and then you've been here last several years, in player development and now as an assistant GM. What's that journey kind of been like for you to transition from a guy that played the game, one of the guys, and now being in the front office?
It's been good. I don't know. It goes by fast. That's for sure. I don't know. It's hard. It's almost like my career. Like it just, I 11th round draft pick, and then played in the minors for 7 years. Finally made it to the NHL. Played there 13 years, and then same as my, after hockey career, I just did player development just myself. Now I have a team of two of them forwards with Nathan Gerby and Rob Scuderi, and I don't just keep, and then all of a sudden I was GM. Paul Fenton went to Minnesota, and I was GM in Milwaukee, and, now I was assistant GM a couple summers ago. So it's just, just plugging away. I don't know. I love it. What else would I
do?
What else would I do? Is I just watch hockey every single day. So it's good.
I don't think I've told you this story before. I think I've told these guys. But so I'm in college, buddy brings me to a game. I had been to one hockey game in my life, so didn't know much about – I mean, I knew the Preds, but I was like, yeah, I'd love to go. That'd be fun. Didn't really know the team, but I knew Steve Sullivan. That was the guy. I'm like, oh, Sully, yeah. So I had – it was a preseason game. Not everybody was playing. And I see Steve sitting up behind us, watching the game. And I'm like, oh, cool, I'll go get him to sign my hat. So go up, say, hey, Sully, you mind signing my hat? He's like, sure, man. He signs it, hands it to the guy sitting next to him, Scott Nickel. and I'm like, in my head, I'm like, who's this guy? Yeah.
You're thinking, please don't sign
so,
it.
Well, I just didn't know the team. So I still have that hat signed by Steve Sullivan and Scott Nickel.
All right.
So
you got a two for one.
That was the first time I met Scott. And then as I learned the team and everything, you like, obviously
hey,
were a great player.
This guy's pretty
good. But yeah. No, yeah. Master of the shorthanded goal. Scott Nickel. Scott, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it, and we'll do this again soon.
Great. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Scott Nickel, assistant general manager of the Nashville Predators, join us. We'll come back, talk a little bit more about that here at Bridgestone Arena, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.